I've had some really good weeks, and I've had some pretty bad weeks this year, so that was one of those, and it doesn't really take too much to turn those things around, so hopefully I can play some better tennis here.
Listen, in what shape you start this tournament, because you had this ankle injury in China that I think wasn't solved in Shanghai yet? Was it better in Basel? Or?
It's still a little bit of an issue that we have to take care of. It's constantly improving, and I know it's something that I'm going to have to deal with the tournaments throughout the rest of the year. That's something I was made aware of quite early on, so I'm just trying to make the most of it and trying to find a way to win as many matches as I can.
And mentally, do you feel fresh enough to still, you know, be able to perform at your best here in London, or is this season feeling really long?
Oh, it's not feeling that long at all. I think I'm playing pretty much the minimum of tournaments that I'd have to, and I think that's that helps me in this time. And for me, it's just really about getting my tennis together, getting my head together, and I feel like I can play some very good tennis throughout these last tournaments, especially in these indoor conditions.
What was the main issue in this Berankis match? Because when we saw the results, it was like, it's indoor, or is Milos losing this match against Berankis indoor? What's not clicking?
I was the main issue. I believe in a lot of ways I didn't find a way, and I didn't really do what I needed to do to win that match, in the sense of my attitude wasn't great on court. I was short-tempered, all these kind of things that I've constantly improved throughout this year that I sort of wasn't disciplined enough with throughout that match.
I was watching the match on TV. The commentators kept talking about the fact that you'd lost to him 2 years earlier. Do you think that was any factor at all?
No, I don't believe so.
And have you sorted out things with what happened at the U.S. Open? Figured out exactly why it happened, and you're at peace now that it won't happen again.
I don't think I can nail it down to exactly why it happened, but I think I have taken the sort of precautions as much as possible for it to not repeat itself. Does it happen again? It could happen again, yes, but I think I'd also know how to deal with it better as well.
And how do you feel being at an event without Roger and Rafa? Is this sort of a sign of things to come? Do you think the fact that they're both not here?
They'll be here next year. No, that's the difference. It's both of them are injured at this moment, or something along those lines, and it happens. It just happens. It just, especially one of them was always quite healthy, so it's just a coincidence that it happens at the same time.
Quite a few practices here already. What do you think about the conditions?
They're good. I think it's conditions I like playing. It's not too fast. The ball doesn't bounce too high. So it's conditions I like to play in indoors. And I think it's just going to get slowly, the more the courts get used, a little bit quicker and quicker, which will help me as well.